We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
The second annual Little Layers of Black History Gala kicks off tomorrow at noon at the Keystone Forum Atrium in Harrisburg. The event will have engaging book readings by authors captivating young minds with the magic of literature, as well as hands-on STEM workshops and experiments for kids, sparking curiosity and innovation. But wait, there's more. Video game stations with interactive gaming zones for kids, arts and craft stations, and family-friendly competitions that promote teamwork and bonding. And today, dare I say, we have the curator of the event, Mr. Corey Dupree. Corey, hello, and welcome to The Spark.
Oh, man, thank you for having me, Marquise. Appreciate you for having us, because I'm here with my co-planner, Ruthie. She's been amazing.
All right. Well, and also, Ruthie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello. So can you tell us, how did you come up with this idea?
Absolutely. So in 2021, I live in Palmyra. I had taken my kids at the time, they were 8 and 5, took them to the playground, and they were riding their bikes around. And there were a group of middle school kids, and as we know, middle schoolers, they think they're all that in a bag of chips, right?
So, right.
As my kids and I had walked around the block in Palmyra, if you don't know, the demographic is 77% white, 3.5% black and brown, and the rest identifies Latino or mixed race.
Mm-hmm.
So as we had gone around the second lap, there were those middle school kids who had yelled out and called us the N-word.
Oh, wow.
So at that point in time, my kids had never heard me like yell, but I'm a coach, like I'm dads, I'm an educator. So I called the kids front and center and decided to go and kind of take that moment, provide proper education. And in that moment, I realized we hear all the time that prejudice and racism is just learned behavior. But they were like, my mom says it, my dad says it, my sister. So it's really at home.
Oh, wow.
So from that point, I was just like, all right, how do we go ahead and really get to the root of this problem? Education.
Yeah.
Malcolm X always said, if you want to hide something from a black person, you put it inside of a book. So growing up, I was never able to see myself in literature.
Yeah.
Whether it's Goosebumps, whether it's Harry Potter, Chronicles of Narnia, Redwall. I can sit here and describe what all these other characters look like, but I could never see myself in a book until I read Alex Cross by James Patterson in sixth grade. So I started this initiative to where I love a good party. I love curating a good soiree. And we put together the inaugural Layers of Black History Gala in February 2022. We raised over $2,000 for scholarships that went towards high school students. And we had over 500 books, which we donated to the Palmyra School District. And from that point on, it just grew. Feedback from that was, we'd love to have our kids involved. So I have a 12-year-old and I have a 9-year-old. So at that point, I'm like, hey, the best party planners for anything with kids is kids.
Yeah.
So they came together, and last year we threw the first one, and it was a huge success, sold out. We had about 110 people. And this year, at the adult gala, Ruthie was there. She attended. She was like, I want to get involved. I was like, don't tell me that, because we're going to be working. so that's how it all, like, long story short, how it all came together.
So before I get into the gala, let's go back to that moment at the playground. What kind of restraint does that take after being called out of your name, after your daughter called out of her name? What kind of constraint does that take, and what kind of mind Olympics were you doing during that time to make sure that, you know, you made this educational moment and not go left?
So, unfortunately, it wasn't my first time experiencing racism, right?
Mm, right.
However, it was my first time that I had to go and experience it with my children.
Mm.
So then my mindset became, how do I educate my children as to why dad was so upset, as
right.
to why dad was so angry? And as black and brown people, we're always responsible, no matter how we feel, for educating.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had uncomfortable conversations in a large scale with fire departments, just speaking about history, and with police departments. So I'm like, if I could do it with them, right,
mm-hmm.
I should be able to, at the very base level, break it down to these kids.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from. I'm a coach, so I had to be coachable,
mm-hmm.
and it had to be something that was impactful. And it's crazy because that was a couple years ago. I was substituting at the high school. And one of those students came up to me. I was like, "Do you remember me?" And I'm just like, "Nah." I'm like, I see hundreds of kids. And next thing I know, he was just like, "I was one of the kids at the park."
Oh, wow.
And he was just like, I'm sorry, right? And I don't associate with those kids anymore.
Mm.
Like, they, like, bad news bears, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
So we got to have a real cool moment. I'm just like, "Listen, dude, if anything you need, like, I got you."
Mm.
Hopefully, like, that left a lasting impact. But you came up, found me the one day. So
man, teachable moments. So for yourself, what was a teachable moment for you year one that kind of helped year two come along?
Bigger space.
Mm.
We were extremely blessed the first year, where we had about 110. And what are we at now, Ruthie?
190.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
close to 200.
Yeah, so after all volunteers and everything said and done, like over the 200 person mark, so just a bigger space, and also having more community vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it a point, I don't charge a vendor fee, I'm not big on that. All of our vendors are donating books, and they're also bringing activities. So that's, to me, that's money, right? That's
right.
That's how we go and have that social capital, that bartering exchange, and teaching the kids that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a small nonprofit, how are you able to go ahead and pay a vendor fee for an event where you can leave an impact, and you never know who you're going to connect with? You never know
very
who's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, very true. So, what does it take to put together something like this? Like, I'm assuming there may be some sleepless nights incorporated with a dash of anxiety, you know. So what does it take to put something like this together?
Oh, I mean, I could speak a lot on it, but I actually want to hear Ruthie's opinion, because
oh my gosh.
She's been my calming force. I don't have to worry about anything.
Mm.
Right. At some point in event planning, when something's going on and people are like, "What about this? What about that?" I'm just like, "Yo, whatever. Let's just do it." But Ruthie had jumped in from the beginning, and I'd like to hear, like, your experience working with me, because I'm so laid back and chill. I'm like, everything's cool. Everything's good.
Well, it is. I mean, I feel like I'm just double checking everything you've already triple checked. I mean, you've got this. But you know, there is a lot of moving parts. It's a lot that goes into planning, a lot of little details and things I'm used to in hosting events, and some things I'm really not. But this is definitely a cause that is worthy of being championed, and I'm there for it. So.
Now, this is this is something with your team that you definitely have to operate on. You know, you operate at the speed of trust, you
yes.
know, definitely. So how did you build up this trust? Because with you saying, "Oh, you know what? Y'all got it. OK, that's cool." Like, that's trust. You know, so how did you get to that point and not want to be, you know, the end all be all with everything with this?
No, I believe in empowerment. I also believe in, I'm a man of many quotes, but your vibe attracts your tribe, right? So when you sit here and you attach yourself to like-minded individuals, everybody has a role, and you just have to be able to let them live in that role. I have been a part of startups. I have my own startups. I've been a part of corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through the education space, so I know what I look for in a leader. And I know how best I can lead, and I know where I fall short. Like, decoration designs, nothing. Nope. If it's up to me, there's no linen on tables. It's just everybody show up. We're gonna party, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got it. But this is, although it's just our second year with the Little Layers, this is our my fifth gala.
Mm-hmm.
And I've coordinated, curated over 500 events.
Wow.
Whether five people or 5,000 people,
mm-hmm.
Including in Harrisburg, like the Juneteenth Jubilee. I worked at Mount Hershey, so we had to go and coordinate all of our homecoming events.
Yeah.
And I host hair care events. I'm on the board of Penn State Dermatology.
Wow.
And then in May, actually launching our first conference for men raising black boys. So and that's they're not just in Pennsylvania. I have these events mm-hmm. that take place across the country. So I was just in Boston for an event I hosted for middle school. So just working with people who are like-minded and just falling out or figuring out where people fit in. So,
Corey, I will say this. I'm glad that you fit me into your schedule. It just seems yeah. like, man, all right. So like you're just not doing stuff in central Pennsylvania no. in the mid-state, but you're doing stuff nationwide.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. But before we go, you said something about your vibe attracts your tribe. I have this thing the audience already knows that when I like a quote, I'll say, put it on a shirt.
There we go.
And that is that is definitely something that I would love to see on a shirt. Now, on the top of the program, I talked about the kinds of activities that folks can expect, but that was really just a brief overview. So I want to get into the meat and potatoes now of this. So what can folks expect tomorrow?
Well, I can tell you that they're going to go and expect to walk away full and tired, right? Mm-hmm. But just to go ahead and give a brief rundown, the event runs from 12 to 4. Mm-hmm. There's going to be guests checking in and then an opening ceremony, which both my kids are proud to speak.
Oh, wow.
And then lunch. I'm big on supporting local businesses and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to have catering from, what do we got?
We've got Up and Smoke Barbecue.
Yes.
We've got David's Pizza and Grill.
The pizza was so that was Ruthie's family's task.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say for like 3 weeks, a month, they went around like testing different pizza places.
We took it to like overachiever levels of pizza testing, but we came up with the kids' choice. Favorite pizza in Harrisburg.
Yeah,
that is quite the assignment. what else you have?
So we have author reading Q&A. So we have Miss Paradise Brewington, who is I believe she's 11 years old, and she wrote a book, and she's going to go ahead and be doing her book reading. And then Liz Medina is driving up from D.C. She wrote the Mindful ABCs, and she's focusing on neurodivergence and mental health as it relates to just tying in with the ABCs. And we are going to have actually four authors who are going to be there. So those two ladies, as well as Fonz, the therapist, Alfonso Nathan, he wrote a book called It's Not Worth My Energy. So he is a influencer. At a high level, I'm going to say he's a social media presence and a titan in the mental health space. So he's going to go ahead and be signing autographs during that time, as well as Dr. Keith. Dr. Tony Keith Jr. is going to be coming up. He's on a national book tour, and we're blessed to have this event as one of the stops on his book tour.
Wow.
And he's a hip-hop MC, a poet, and his book is called How the Boogeyman Became a Poet, just writing about his journey and his story being a gay black man in high school and what that was like. So it's all poetry, and Jason Reynolds gave it a stamp of approval, said it's a must-read. And if you know Jason Reynolds, and I don't even have to say anything else, but we are also going to have door prizes. You mentioned the STEM workshop, so we're going to have a huge list of individuals that will be present. A HIT 360 photo booth, so Madonna and Carl are always going to go and pull up. Davis Dog Farm are bringing some dogs to potentially get fostered. We are going to have Reptile Smiles, so a woman merges art, STEM, and reptiles experiences.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag Game and Chill is bringing video game stations. There's going to be, we're sponsored by HAC, so Central Pennsylvania's Community College, as well as Hamilton Health Center, Beehive Affordable Housing, Harrisburg Young Professionals, Harrisburg Professionals of Color. Mm. My job was, long story short, last year I provided all the activities. I was like, this year, if I don't got to do that, and I just have everybody else go ahead and bring the activities, arts and crafts, et cetera, then it'll make life a lot easier.
Oh, man. Corey, I will say this. This definitely seems like one of those days that parents are going to sit back and be like, oh, they are going to sleep so good tonight. It just seems like one of those moments. What impact do you hope this event will have on the community and the participants?
So that's always a loaded question. Mm-hmm. As it relates to impact, to date, we've donated over 3,800 books.
Wow.
In the past 2 years. And right now have about another over 3,000 in my garage and basement.
Oh, wow.
And feeding itself into the living room. that are waiting to be distributed. So my hope, our theme is exploration. So I want the kids, when I say family-friendly competitions, there's going to be scavenger hunts, but it's not traditional scavenger hunts. It's where the adults and parents are going to be doing scavenger hunts with people, so networking. Right? Oh. I want them to learn more about themselves and about other people. I want them to see people that do and don't look like them, and maybe we'll walk away and we'll have a new author, right? Yeah. We'll have an illustrator. Maybe somebody goes to the Harrisburg University table and says, hey, I think this is where I want to go to summer camp, or I think this is where I want to go to college in the future, right? Because it's not just for kids. I age most events for age 0 to 100. So I want the adults to take away just as much as the children do.
So can you share any success stories from the prior year?
Oh, man. Yeah, let me sit here and think. I would say, as it relates to success stories, seeing, and I might be a little bit biased here, but my daughter's tremendous growth, because all the volunteers are her friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I make it a point, I'm like, it's the friends and the parents. I'm like, listen, it's not, you're not dropping them off and y'all riding out. No. So being able to go ahead, my daughter's on her mini-thon planning committee. She's does this. She does field hockey, does track. And now my son's getting more involved. He's younger, so last year he just wanted to pick out the video games. This year he comes up, he's like, Dad, I want to say a speech. I'm like, all right, bro. So seeing their confidence, because the number one fear of adults is public speaking. So being able to go ahead and know that they are looking forward to this every year, and they're like, can we have this in Cambridge, right? How do we go ahead and bring this, and what's the scalability like? So personally, seeing that development in my kids and that, and their friends as well, right? Their parents are extremely grateful and happy that they get to be involved. So I'd say that, as well as there have been a bunch of kids who didn't like reading, and I always have something tailored. Like here for you, I have Long Way Down by Jason Reynolds that I want to go ahead and have for you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. So thank you.
I try and find something that'll be tailored towards people's soul, and I encourage everybody to read widely.
And before we head out here, because we are bumping up on that time, can you describe the atmosphere? How does it feel just being in that presence of this gala?
If you have ever been around 200 cats,
not the slang version.
No,
of
this,
cats.
I'm talking about aristocrats. Aristocrats, yeah, the good ones, the aristocrats, right? No, but in all seriousness, everything from, there were like the diverse student groups at Penn State taught the kids how to separate the DNA in strawberries, right? So seeing them explore that table and their minds getting blown, and the dads competing and whooping the kids in Mario Kart, right? So and grandparents playing their grandma was playing her grandson in Madden, right?
Oh, wow.
So I feel like I've seen it all. So the ambiance is just, it's electric. It's beautiful. And it's nothing that I would look to go ahead and change except to have a larger space.
Oh, man. And the space, how does that add to the ambiance?
So I intentionally chose the Keystone Forum, which is part of the Harrisburg State or the Pennsylvania State Complex building, just to go ahead and signify that all these children, for the majority, Harrisburg is over 60% black or brown city, that you know that this building is yours too, right? It's not just for the politicians, but you can come in here and you could see an event that's for you, right? Yeah. So being intentional in every state, hint, hint, wink, wink, has a Capitol complex, has a Capitol building. So the scalability also plays a role in that. But just being extremely intentional, and politicians should be there to go ahead, not to politic, but to just go ahead and take in what this experience is all about. So.
And then finally, Corey, what are your hopes for the future of Little Layers of Black History Gala?
So my hope is to go ahead and have this expand to a college campus, where the campus in its entirety can go ahead and be used at least just once. I want to give that a go just once. And that's why I mentioned our conference, we're having that at a college campus. I would love to have this take place to expose kids to post-secondary success. And if they don't want to go post-secondary, that's perfectly fine, right? It's not the end of the world. But just at least see that. Some kids have never even been, some adults have never been on a college campus. So I would like to just go ahead and provide exposure in the best way that I can.
Oh, man, doing this on a college campus, this really reminds me of when I went to Morgan State and BET would come on campus once a month and have these major events that combined education, entertainment, family, and fun. And I mean, if you plan on doing this on a college campus, you know, I'll make sure to send you to the college that my daughter will eventually go to.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think we'll get there sooner than later. iHeart Media has been great, great partnerships, and now stepping out into WITF and pushing for it.
Yes, indeed. And that is the second annual Little Layers of Black History Gala. Corey Ruthie, thank you for coming in on The Spark and letting us know what it is.
Appreciate you.
Yes. Thanks for having us.